So you think you're a serious NFL bettor. Last night, I won over 49 and a half in the Dolphins and Bills Thursday night football game. Kudos to me, I guess. If you're over there thinking, well, Farley, you kind of got lucky, didn't you? Because if the Bills don't get a, if they do get a first down, then they don't kick a field goal and good beat for you. Or maybe you're thinking, well, the Bills missed a field goal earlier in the game, and then the Dolphins turned it over in the red zone. So justice is served. You should have won that bet. Good for you, Chris. Really, both sides are right. And if you're thinking that way, then you're probably not understanding what's really happening here. Because the point is, my handicap at the end of the day had almost nothing to do with the result of the actual total in that game. Now, I think I was more right than I was wrong, right? Like, the Bills were moving the ball. I was impressed by Miami's defense in the second half, but Miami was scoring, the Bills were scoring, opportunities were there. But the reality is, one play can make such a huge difference, right? One play. And in many of these games, in case you haven't noticed, your handicap and your bet comes down to one play. And a lot of times it's a bounce of the ball. Like, it's complete folly, right? And that's why it's so important that we get the best number that we possibly can. Whatever side you want to be on, get the best number. Sometimes that's early, sometimes that's late. Usually it's early. But that's something we can control, right? You can control when you bet, when you get the best number. Also, trust your process. Have a process. Have some kind of foundational element to what you're doing that follows and adheres to handicapping methods that we, you know, that we've learned now for decades, right? There are methods, there are things you can do, key numbers in the NFL, et cetera, bankroll management, things you can do to make sure that you're winning overall, that you're at least positioning yourself in the best way possible. And don't overreact or become overly emotional about any one result. I mean, if you are distraught or unnerved by some of the results in week one or week two, like if you follow some handicapper or subscribe to a website and you're flipping out because things aren't going right, and now maybe you're getting some wins, so you're like popping champagne bottles and you're celebrating, you're probably too immature. You're probably unprepared emotionally to bet the NFL in a serious way. I mean, you can compare it to any other occupation, which is a little extreme, I know, but it's true. It's a good metaphor. Residents who are about to become a doctor, I'm sure they're nervous at first until they have a lot of experience. Pilots, firefighters, cops, nurses, teachers. Obviously, that's real world stuff. But the point is, anyone who overreacts or becomes emotionally deflated or ecstatic over 1 week or even 3 weeks or a month, probably not strong enough mentally to bet this sport. Realize that the phenomenal nature of human behavior is impossible to predict. Like, you can have your models, you can try, you can have your methods. No one's going to accurately predict that all the time. The NFL market is much sharper than others, as we saw last night. But especially in large groups, right? These are teams, large psychosocial dynamics are going on, impossible to accurately predict all the time. So put your emotions aside, put your reactions aside until the season is over. And even the best handicappers, by the way, some of the best sports bettors in the world, they have bad seasons. It happens. Bad seasons happen. And then what do? They don't overly react. They adjust, they recover, and long term, they still win. Just because every aspect of our society is give it to me now, reactionary, short-sighted, does not mean that that translates in any aspect of life into success. It doesn't, especially in NFL betting. Good luck this weekend in your week 3 wagers, because you might need it.